Welcome into Talking Caucho here with Nick Frazier and alongside Dax McCarty, former Nashville SC midfielder. Dax, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, this is a weird transition because you've been on the field for so long and now you've made the transition to TV. What's that adjustment been like for you?
Yeah, I have made the adjustment. Never easy whenever a player has to retire and walk away from the game. But I got to live my dream for 19 years. I made the decision in the middle of last season that I was going to hang up my boots. And so I don't think it hit me. I don't think retirement hit me as hard as it does some other athletes. I was very cognizant of what I wanted to do when I retired. I knew I wanted to go into the media world and into the realm of media. And it's been a pretty seamless transition, I have to say. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Now, what's it been like, you know, working with Apple TV and seeing the, I guess, growth of soccer in North America, just a fun environment to work in?
Well, first things first, being able to say that I work with a company in MLS and Apple with the partnership that they have, Apple being one of the most innovative brands, most recognizable brands in the world, is something that I'm still pinching myself to be able to say that I do. It's truly an honor, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I feel like I'm just entering into another locker room, albeit not one where we play sports, but we just talk about sports. And I get to do it with some people who I'm really close with, some people who I have a ton of respect for, and some people who I think do a very good job analyzing MLS and the sport in this country. So I don't think I could have dreamed up a better transition out of the game for myself. It's just been a really good ride so far.
Transitioning back into talking about soccer here, Caucho, to some that listen to the podcast, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the hometown team here in Nashville, Nashville SC, a team you're very familiar with. But, you know, under a new coach in BJ Callahan, there's a lot of just different ideologies and systems. And from my perspective, watching BJ's system kind of evolve, it's just a very high press type style soccer. Everything's played through the midfield. It's just a lot different from the older ways of Nashville SC when you were here.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Nick. It's a new and improved Nashville SC. BJ Callahan is already proving to be a fantastic second coach for this club. He has very progressive ideas. He learned under the tutelage of Jim Curtin and Greg Berhalter. And what I like about BJ is that I think that he's taken little bits from both of those managers and added it into what he wants to see from this Nashville SC team. They play in a more high-pressing system, like you mentioned, which makes it more exciting for the fans. They want to use the ball more in possession, which is more aesthetically pleasing for the fans to watch. But all that is a moot point if you don't have the results to back it up. And Nashville SC is winning games now. That's the one thing where you look at what happened last year, where they didn't make the playoffs for the first time in their existence. There needed to be change. And I think BJ Callahan has been the perfect manager to come in and try to get the best out of these players. They've completely revamped their midfield. Their midfield looks dangerous and hungry. They can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Nashville SC has been one of the surprises of the season for me so far this year.
I'm curious to ask you about one specific player in the midfield, Eddie Tagseth. I mean, he's been phenomenal at the start of the season for Nashville. I have a concern, though. Like, obviously, as the season progresses, your legs get heavy. How do you think Nashville, I guess, goes in the direction of trying to manage his time on the field?
Yeah, Eddie Tagseth has been a very exciting signing for Nashville SC. He's very fun to watch. He's versatile. He can play in any position in the midfield, which I think will be a big benefit for BJ Callahan as the season progresses. But Eddie Tagseth, watching him play, he doesn't strike me as the type of player that ever wants rest. He seems like he drinks an infinite amount of coffee to be able to run as much as he does on the field. He's almost like a left-footed version of Alex Mouil. Probably two of the fittest guys in the league in the same midfield is always going to be a problem for the opposition. But BJ Callahan's a good coach. The one thing that I look at with this Nashville SC team is that they have more depth now than they've ever had in their existence. And so if there are moments where BJ Callahan can find a little bit of time to give Eddie Tagseth some rest, I'm certain he will do that.
Now, I want to ask you, too, about Inter Miami, Lionel Messi. Obviously, Apple TV covers Inter Miami pretty good. I mean, now you look at this Nashville SC side, it's a different side from when they went up against each other in the League's Cup. How do you think Nashville would fare against a team like Inter Miami and those top teams at the top of the standings?
Well, that's the barometer. That's the measuring stick for what Nashville SC has to aspire to get to. I still think Inter Miami is the best team in the league at this moment in time. They've got the greatest player of all time in Lionel Messi, who's still playing at a very high level when he is fit and when he is healthy. But this Inter Miami team, they're the standard in MLS right now. And it's not just because of Messi and all the superstars that they have surrounded him with. They've also been really prudent in bringing in young players, how they've drafted with Yannick Bright, the young players that they've signed with Telasco Segovia, with Ian Frey stepping up after his injury and being a big piece to this team in this back line. Nashville SC is on that trajectory and on that path, albeit in a different way of building a team. But yeah, when Nashville SC wants to consider themselves one of the best teams in the league and fight for trophies like we all think they want to, they're going to have to test themselves and they're going to have to win games against the elite teams in MLS like an Inter Miami.
You mentioned, you know, setting a new standard, and that is the standard of MLS is Inter Miami. What about the standard of Ahmed Kasem, what he's brought to Nashville along with his side here?
I'm really excited to watch Ahmed Kasem every time he steps on the field. There's something about a creative left-footed player who just moves through the game so effortlessly that I love to watch. He's been a great addition to this midfield for Nashville SC. So many times in the past, Hani Mukhtar has been tasked with not just scoring goals, but also creating chances for this Nashville team. That's why he was a Major League Soccer MVP candidate throughout the years. But Ahmed Kasem has been a really good addition to this Nashville SC midfield. He provides creativity. He provides goal scoring. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing how he takes off more this season.
Wonderful. Well, Dax, before I let you go, I got three quick rapid-fire questions. And just initial reaction, what do you think in your head here? Will Nashville finish top seven?
Yes.
Okay. Next one. Will Nashville have three or more All-Stars represented at the All-Star game?
No.
And then the last but not least, will Nashville fans see the first trophy lifted under BJ Callahan in year one across all competitions?
Yes, I think Nashville will win the Open Cup if the Des Moines Menace run out of gas.
I was about to say, there might be somebody in the midfield there. Awesome, Dax. Well, I greatly appreciate you hopping on, talking Calcio here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and The Game Nashville Sports Network. Just let fans know where they can reach you at.
Yeah, you can find all of our coverage with MLS Season Pass at MLSsoccer.com/seasonpass. And you can reach me on all the apps, Instagram, X, and Blue Sky.
Appreciate Dax taking the time out of his day to join the Talking Calcio podcast here on the Game Nashville Sports Network. That'll do it for this episode of the Talking Calcio podcast. And see you on the next episode. Ci vediamo presto.